This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Reformation line. That's the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. This time last week, I was headed down to the low country to be hanging out with the Yeti, and I got to, I missed my segment. I missed, you know. So let's reconvene class, shall we? Yes, here we are. This is 1911 University. Of course, the professor of this class is, as always, Joe Chambers, Esquire. Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Joe Chambers of Chambers Custom Guns. And, Joe, while I was while I was sweltering in the low country of South Carolina, Joe was taking a class with Chuck Pressburg, huh?
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir. And it was not 100 degrees. It was 60. It was wonderful.
Listen, you don't have to rub it in, okay? I know I was in the hottest place on the planet that particular day. At least it sure felt like it. Now, it's interesting because I've held and shot the Night Fighter, which is the Pressburg collaboration with Chambers Custom. What kind of a class does a guy who looks at a gun and says, I don't need no front sight, I do want an optic, I don't need this, I don't need that, I need it tuned to this degree. What kind of a class does a, and is he shooting a Night Fighter when he's given that class?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he was shooting his Night Fighter, I was shooting mine. Chuck's class is called No Fail Pistol, and actually, the pistol, Chuck and I both thought the pistol class was going to be Friday, Saturday, and the rifle class was going to be Sunday, Monday. When I got there, we found out that the rifle class was Friday, Saturday, pistol class is Sunday, Monday. So I shot rifle on Friday, and then Saturday it rained cats and dogs. I opted to not stand in the rain since I didn't bring all the stuff that I would need for that. And I watched the Huskers beat Northwestern, which was great. And then Sunday, I went and shot No Pistol, and Chuck's No Fail Pistol class is basically centered around the idea of the culture of excellence. You can't miss fast enough to win a gunfight. Every shot counts. If you can't shoot, the black on a B8 target at 25 yards, then you need to fix your stuff. You know, you need to either slow down, aim better, do what you need to do physically, mentally, emotionally, equipment-wise, to be able to perform on demand every shot, one shot at a time. And he's very focused on the idea that, you've got to learn what your limits are by pushing past them. And then throttle that back just a little bit, having some throttle control to pull back and go, okay, yeah, you know, if I shot that five-shot string in 3.6 seconds, but I had, two in the white, I need to dial that back a notch and, shoot it in 4 seconds and have none in the white. It was a very challenging class. It is not a beginner pistol shooting class. There is no discussion about gun handling tactics. Well, there are discussions about tactics and as how they relate to, you know, learning to shoot accurately, but there are no, you know, you're not going to go there and learn how to do fast mag changes and all that crap. It is Chuck's way of teaching people based on his own real world, experience of how to make a critical shot when it's absolutely necessary.
I had my eyes pried wide open by the Yeti. Not so much because he was teaching me something that I didn't know. He was affirming something I had kind of felt. But it was, you know, I was complaining about my technique to begin with. I was not happy with the way I was shooting to begin with. But then getting down there, for a minute, he was blowing my mind. But then things began to click. And then, of course, I had to sit down for a minute because I got a couple of medications that me and the heat and the sunlight, we just don't jive very well. So had to take a minute, but I did. I went out there and I finished the class like a man. So
good.
I did have that going for me, but there will be another time. I'm going to find Steve when he's not somewhere where we should be training for, like the desert, how to survive in the desert. There will be another time.
Right. Yeah, I was teasing Steve when he was on his way there. I was like, dude, I know that, like, from a professional trainer standpoint, shorts are kind of looked down upon. But if it's 100 degrees, I'm wearing shorts. Sorry.
Well, he told me he was going to wear shorts, so I wore shorts. And then, of course, he shows up in pants.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's all beside the point. So you took your Night Fighter?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How did that how many rounds do you have to put through it?
I shot approximately 500 rounds on the day. Chuck's class, the first day of Chuck's class is the morning half is freestyle, two hands. Then take a short lunch break, very short, extremely short, and come back and shoot strong hand only for the second half of the day. And then on the second day, you come in the morning, you shoot a little bit of freestyle two-hand to get used to, you know, get back in your rhythm, loosen up. And then you shoot weak hand only until lunch. And then in the afternoon, he has a series of drills that everybody went through. I didn't participate in that because I had to go home. But shooting steel on the move and basically applying the fundamentals that you learned in the class to different scenarios and situations. So I shot about 500 rounds the first day through the Night Fighter, zero malfunctions. I had one magazine not lock back, but that was during strong hand only shooting, and I was riding the slide pretty hard with my thumb to maintain control. So, you know, that, I don't really count that. The magazine, that particular magazine, worked fine the rest of the day. So I had a couple of – I wrote an AAR about it online and – about some of the things I learned as far as equipment goes. I was using an omnivore.
I tell you what, before you go into that, right, we're coming up on the first break. Sure. I do want to hear about this because I've made some purchases since I've been with Steve, too. So Chambers Custom Guns, this is where Joe plies his trade. This is where he makes one-of-a-kind bespoke 1911, 2011, 2019 platforms that run like a Swiss clock, except it's running fast and hard or slow and steady, whichever way you want it to go. It's going to operate the way you need for it to go. ChambersCustomGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I've got the dry throat. Everybody, cheer. Bear with me. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And you were about to tell us about some of the equipment you took down there with us. And just be advised, I, too, now have an omnivore just because I've watched. Well, I should have known it with the one that you sent me that time. But anyway, tell us about the equipment you use.
Okay, so I use an iFighter. We discussed that already. My Knife Fighter had a Surefire X300 U-boat, 1,000-lumen flashlight on it. With the new Filster Arc thumb paddles, I had the long on the left side, the short on the right side. I lost both of those. I found the long one on the range. I never found the short one. If you're going to use the Filster Arc paddles, my recommendation is glue those things on there because they come off way too easy, and when you're putting the gun back in the holster a bunch over and over and over and over and over again, you're going to lose them. And that's kind of a bummer because I really like them. I was using the Omni holster, the Blackhawk Omnivore, and I like the holster overall. You know, it's a nice rig, whatever. The problem I had with it, and I have the large extension on it so that I can make sure that I hit it and you know, hit it right, but two times during the day, when I was doing a fast draw to do a test or something, I drew the gun, I hit the button, drew the gun, and my light came off of my gun. Which what's happening there is I'm hitting the release and drawing the gun fast, but when I release the button, it's catching the Surefire light and pulling it off the gun as I'm yanking the gun out of the holster. And so that's a no-go for me. That's not a good thing. And I wrote in my AAR that, you know, I mean, I like the holster. It's fine for range use. You know, you're just doing, carrying your gun around the range or whatever. I wouldn't recommend it at this point after those experiences for, you know, carrying for duty or whatever, just because you may need that light and you don't want to leave it on the ground or in the holster. That's not good. I found out later after I came back that Eric had used my Knife Fighter and holster in a class here recently that he was teaching, and he experienced the same thing. There were several draw strokes where he hit the button, yanked the gun, and the light stayed in the holster. So, you know, that wasn't a good thing. I ran the Holosun 507C Red Dot, which everybody that's listening already knows I love the Holosun. This particular dot now has roughly 1,700 rounds on it with no issues. Eric's been still using the same test dot here at the shop. He's over 11,000 rounds with no issues. I found that when I was shooting close targets, 10 yards, 15 yards, rapid fire, because in Chuck's class, the closest you get is 10 yards, rapid fire using the circle dot reticle, I was able to shoot much faster than I thought I could and keep all the shots in the black, because I would break the shot, gun recoils, comes back onto target, and as soon as the circle was in the nine ring, I broke the next shot. And that helped me be much, much, much quicker. And then, of course, I was using MBX mags, and you know how I feel about MBX mags. They're expensive, but
worth it.
Adrian has, huh?
Worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Adrian, his crew there in Tennessee, they make the absolute best wide body mag on the market, period, dot, the end. And I was actually having a conversation with a guy last night about it. He's like, you know, I'm just thinking about getting STI mags and blah, blah. I said, look, that's cool. I mean, STI makes a fine mag. By the time you buy a new follower in spring and a new aluminum base plate, because the STI mags come with a plastic one that will break over time when you drop it on the ground, you're already into it $100. So spend the 20 extra bucks and get a better mag right out of the box, better feed lip geometry, better follower geometry, Adrian just redesigned the follower again to make it even better than it already was. So, you know, and I, like I said, the only malfunction I had out of the mags was one that didn't lock back, and I can attribute that to myself. That wasn't a mag follower, a mag failure. That was a Joe Pressman slide failure.
So you don't like the Omnivore training with it?
No, I will not use that in a class ever again.
I got one because I watched Steve use one for the entire class, changing guns and doing all the other stuff. What kind of a flashlight did you say you had on it?
Surefire X300U.
Okay, now, the one I've got. Yes.
If you're using the X300U that has the cam lock on it, you're not going to pull that light off. You're going to yank the holster off your belt before that happens. But I use the U, I think it's called the B model. It has little push buttons, you know, that slide it on the front. It doesn't have the cam lock. It's a little smaller, a little more svelte. Same light, different mounting application. And yeah, it just yanks that, it yanks the light right off the gun.
I'm using the, what am I using? I'm using the, Streamlight TLRS-1 because I have, two or three of those laying around. And it seems to do okay. I know Surefire's the cool light. I like the Streamlight because it's got that strobe, and I'm sort of a freak that way, you know. But I, you know, it seems to work pretty good so far. So I'm going to try it just simply because that I had to change holsters because I changed guns halfway through the class just because I wanted to try the other gun. And if I had had this one on and I'd had them set up the right way, then I wouldn't have had to change holsters.
Right. Well, so. I'm going to go to, I have a Surefire holster, or a Safariland holster, excuse me, that I got from Steve that he had already cut for the RDSM. And I'm going to go to that Safariland is they're supposedly bringing out their new tactical duty holster.
Hang on 1 second. We're coming up on the break. I want to hear about this because I don't own a Safariland holster. I'd like to hear what you have to say about them. Chambers Custom, this is where Joe works every day. Most of the time, if you try to call him, he's going to be on the mill, or he's going to be out back chest firing, or he's going to be testing a spring, or he's going to be testing a trigger. So constantly working, constantly refining the art. Well worth it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in a deadly shooting at a West Texas Walmart is pleading not guilty. The 21-year-old made an extremely brief appearance before an El Paso judge late Thursday afternoon, where he said he understood the charges against him. He's accused of killing 22 people inside the Walmart in early August and will be back in court in November. The head of the House Freedom Caucus is calling for the removal of Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff from the impeachment investigation against President Trump. Appearing on Fox News, Republican Congressman from Arizona Andy Biggs.
The way Mr. Schiff has conducted this, it has not gone well. I mean, we've now moved into the true star chamber type of proceedings where you're holding these hearings behind closed doors. You're not going to release the transcripts. We've asked for those, and you're going to release certain information to try to forward your narrative. That looks and smells bad to the American public.
This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 Retirement Investment Blunders to Avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement, with errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed-level fees. Call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you, at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You could achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking about this is 1911 University, and part of any university is going to a class and training with your weapon, and you take that as seriously as anybody else would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I try to. I made a promise to myself at the beginning of the year that I would begin pursuing the process of becoming a better quote unquote gunfighter, if you will.
Right.
I'm a better than decent shooter. Part of that is because I shoot so much. You know, I shoot 20 to 30,000 rounds a year in the process of building pistols. So that isn't an issue for me, handling, managing, recoil, all of that, whatever. But the aspect of being able to perform on demand, weapons handling, tactics, all of those things is not something that I have focused on in the last 10 years. And I've had some classes years and years ago with some very capable and competent men, but it's something I just kind of put to the side burner while I was building guns professionally. And so this year I made a promise to myself that I would take this a bit more seriously. I began studying different instructors and their styles, studying their classes. Of course, Steve comes here, Fisher, on a regular basis. So I sit down with him and talk about things, and he coaches me and mentors me. And, so when Chuck called and said he was going to be in Iowa and said, hey, why don't you come over and hang out and take class? I was like, yeah, let's do that. So it was good. It was good, man. As we were going to the break, I was saying that, you know, Safariland is supposedly coming out with their new holster soon. And we're all pretty excited about that. They've been building it for a government contract right now. And, it should be available soon for the 2011-2019 design pistol with an RDS. And I'll be having my hands on one of those as soon as they're available because, yeah, Safariland, they make a quality piece of equipment for use.
Will this be a drop leg or will it be a belt rider?
You could do it either way. The way the Safariland system's set up, you can mount it on a drop leg if you want to be 1980s cool. I'll be using it on a 1.5-inch drop mounted to my belt, which I have a new belt that I'll be getting from Blue Force Gear that Chuck helped design. That's one of the things that I knew going into the class already is that I like to, when I train like this, I wear a Velcro inner belt, and then my outer belt has Velcro on it also.
Right.
Because when you... You know, as you get older, as you know, your back ain't what it used to be. And so when you get a 30-minute or an hour-long lunch break, there's no reason to tote all that crap. Take it off, put it in the truck seat, and relax and have your lunch. So I'll be running the holster on a 1.5-inch drop with what's called a Safariland Master Clip. And part of the reason I'm doing that is because it's easy. But the other part of it is, if we're at the range together and you have a master clip on your belt, which you should have, and you want to shoot my gun, I can just simply unclip my holster from the master clip with the master clip and say, here, Bill, shoot my gun. And you take yours off and put my holster on and shoot the gun. So it's good for somebody like me that, you know, I have a gun that maybe somebody wants to demo. They want to try it out, see if they like it. They want to buy one or whatever. You know, they can just swap it over and they don't have to worry about their holster for their CZ or their Glock or their Beretta or whatever fitting, the gun. They can just rock out.
That's presuming that your belt would fit on me, which is, that's a presumption joke.
Doesn't have anything to do with the belt.
Oh, okay.
It's a clip. It's a clip that goes on the holster itself.
Okay.
And so I have a clip on the holster. And I have the female section on the belt. It's like an Alice clip. You know what an Alice clip is?
I do.
Yep, same exact principle, only it's big. It's like 3 inches by 3 inches. So, you know, I just clip it and untake it off my belt, the holster, the clip, the gun, everything. I give it to you, you put it on your clip and go to the line. Shoot. It's a fabulous system. It's the best system I've seen for that kind of stuff, honestly. And it gives you a little offset. You know, because when you're training, when you're at the Fisher class, you don't need your gun tied against your hip, right? You're not taking a concealed carry class. You're taking a shooting class. You're trying to test out, you know, your abilities from test out different tactics and shooting and whatnot. You're not trying to draw from concealment unless you're taking that particular kind of class. So having that little bit of an offset gives you a little bit more speed out of the holster, you know, and, I think overall it's a better advantage.
Outstanding. I'll have to be on the lookout for that. I've never run a Safariland holster for training.
I think you'll like it. The one I've got right now, I don't remember what it's called. I don't know if it's the ALS or the SLS. I don't remember. It's got a little strap that snaps up over the gun when it's in the holster if you want it to. And that snap is released simply by touching it with your thumb, and it flies forward. And then you draw. But if you don't want to run the retention, you can just leave the loop forward, and now you have a free drawing holster, you know. But if, you know, if you think you're going to be in a tussle or, you know, you're going to be wrestling with somebody in the mud while you flip the strap up and now your gun doesn't come out.
Well, that's just cool. Well,
yeah, it's pretty snappy.
Do they make a safari land that will fit the fat working man's gun 4-inch barrel?
You would just use a 5-inch holster.
Yeah.
And you'd run it with a light on it, you know, Surefire light on it, and done and done.
Done and done. Gotcha. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one we'll revisit another day. You ever get the dry throat? It's horrible. It's horrible when you're having when you're a radio guy. I'm sure when you get it, you're sort of like, I'm not doing no radio today. But I don't.
I just drink whiskey.
You know, I had not considered that option. Mm-hmm. I could just go downstairs during this next break, and I'd be just right as rain, wouldn't I? Probably wouldn't be articulating. I wouldn't be articulating very well.
A little sip never hurts. Helps relieve the dry throat.
Gotcha.
So I have a question for you about the Fisher class.
Well, before you ask me that, we're coming up on the next break. You can ask me the next that question when we get back, if you would.
All right.
ChambersCustoms.com. Chambers Custom Guns, that's where you will find what Joe does. And what Joe does is never ending. I mean, when you get the gun from Joe, it has been tested exhaustively. It has been put through it. It has been fitted. Trying to quantify what you're getting out of it is difficult for me to do in 10 seconds. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. One more time, if you would, give it up for 1911 University and Joe Chambers. You're going to give him the big head. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Anyway, Joe, you wanted to ask me a question about my class with Stephen. We still got Joe? You mean I can't give him the big head if he's not there getting the big head. Anyway, I'm going to be running the Omnivore until I find something better, but I haven't trained with it yet, so I may be, you know, it may be going into the box pretty soon. The beauty of a holster like that is if you are changing guns and you have a flashlight mounted on it, while you're training, you can just pop it in and pop it out. It's sort of a one-size-fits-all. That's why they call it the Omnivore. It seems to handle all okay. Anyway, as I was saying, give it up one more time for Joe Chambers. I was concerned that was going to give you the big head, but you weren't there to listen, so, you know, hey, anyway. So you want to ask me a question about the RDS class?
I do. Well, it's a very important question, thought-provoking.
Yes. Okay.
What do you need to fix on yourself to shoot better?
I already did the first thing because I went down and I took the class and I had a very open mind about it. And there's a couple of things that he was, you know, it was supposed to be a red dot sight class, which, you know, with Steve will tell you, well, you use those the same way you do the steel sights. No big mystery. So while we were trying to wrap our heads around that, he was also trying to work with us on the mechanics. And, I've just got to stick the gun out there and just arrange for the gun not to move. And wait till I have that sight on the target and then touch, press, roll, and just pull the trigger and make it a fresh press every time I pull the trigger. So a lot of the things that I've done forever, when I'm doing it correctly, not 100% valid, at least not for me. His way of doing things is going to work for me.
Do you dry fire much?
I have been, and I went and I shot, I took the class on Friday, and on Friday when it was 103 degree heat, and then when I came back up here, I went to a private range and shot about 500 more rounds with red dots on, and trying to very, not strictly adhere to his principles, but just do the things he was talking about doing, not driving the gun out there with the firing hand, but actually meeting it and then pulling it out there with the support hand, locking in there, you know, that kind of thing. So, I've been more working on presentation and just trying to stick, you know, and I've been working with the red dot gun, so when I'm sticking it up there and I'm getting the red dot, I'm just trying to have the presentation out there and see how long, you know, because with Steve, the first sight picture is the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. That's something that I learned when I was shooting bullseye pistol with a red dot. It's kind of interesting that tactical shooters have just in the last few years come around to the red dot thing. And, of course, red dots sized for pistols haven't been around all that long. You know, the sights that we use in bullseye are not, you're not going to carry one of those. They're big tube sights, you know.
Right.
But I had, when I got into the red dot sight game, I had a little bit of an advantage over, let's say, Eric, who works with me every day, or Brandon, because I had shot bullseye for years and years and years with a red dot. So I understood sight alignment, you know, accepting the sight picture, accepting the fact that you're going to have an angry bee in there, you know, moving around like a wild animal, and just pressing through. Everybody has a natural amount of movement. Some people have less than others because of their physical abilities. But everybody has that infinity sign of movement to some degree or another. And if you can get past the fact that you have that and press the trigger in spite of it, the majority of the time you're going to be in the black.
While we were training, right, Steve did two things. One time he got up there and he grabbed hold of my hands and he took my finger and shoved it deeper. I've been using just the pad of my finger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he put it in there to where it was the joint. And what he was trying to get me to do was to just roll that finger down and let the trigger break happen, right? So he starts doing that, and then but at the same time, he's got me locked up to where the gun is not moving. So then he starts pulling the trigger, and then he's telling me to slap the trigger. And it's just hitting the whole time because the gun isn't moving. Then the other thing he had us do was this two-finger drill where we're holding the gun with our thumb and the trigger finger, and that's it. And every time we pulled the trigger in that two-finger drill, we were all hitting the black every time. It was crazy. So,
mm-hmm.
And so with the one thing he was showing, if you have it locked down and the gun isn't moving, it doesn't matter as much about your strict trigger finger form. So the gun can't move, and it doesn't matter about your trigger finger. And at the same time, with the two-finger drill, he was showing us what happens when you don't have hands pushing left and right, and you just pull the trigger when you see the, you know, his thing, and you've said it too. First time you see the reticle land on the target, squeeze the trigger.
Right. Don't jerk the trigger.
Don't jerk the trigger. Press, touch, press, roll.
Mm-hmm.
And that just plays in my head now. I'll wake up in the middle of the night tonight going, touch, press, roll. So
yeah, one of the things that I learned that was really instrumental in Chuck's class is he says right up front, look, see the railroad tie at the bottom of the targets? Yes. See the top of the berm? Yes. Any shot that breaks between those two points is not a negligent discharge. Mm-hmm. If you break the shot too fast, and it doesn't hit your target, now you know that you prepped too much. throttle that back a bit. If you shoot a target, you know, at whatever distance we're shooting, whatever hand we're shooting with, and you shoot a 10-shot target and they're all in the X, you aren't going fast enough because the acceptable accuracy standard is XYZ. In our case, 80% when we're training, which means if you're shooting a 20-round mag, you can have two shots out of the black. If you're not shooting fast enough to get two shots out of the black, then you need to speed up. If you're shooting so fast that you have three or four shots out, you need to throttle that back a bit, get yourself under control. And that was very helpful because then when we got to the evaluation stage where you're not allowed to shoot any in the white, period, you knew you had a pretty good idea by that point in time how fast was reasonable for you to run the gun and get them all in the black. Because right. You'd practiced it over and over again. And, you know, like weak hand, for example, I was shot, or strong hand only. I was actually surprised at myself. I was able to shoot five shots in the black at 10 yards, strong hand only from the draw in 5.4 seconds.
Well, we're about to run out of time. I know you have a sign off you'd like to do. Please do it.
Yeah. I just want everybody to keep in mind, keep calm. Shoot on.
Keep calm. Shoot on. Outstanding, sir. I will be in touch. There will be 1911 University will return next week. No more training for a while. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Coming up next, we're going to Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.